Carburetors, man. That's what life is all about.
That's what life is all about.
Myself last night, lost the fight, my Woody barely running by a dude I should have beat, and on the street a blow like that is stunning. I finally lost control, I tore my tuck and roll. Oh, street where my baby sits up close to me, that's supposed to be what our life is all about. One I've seen. My short runs better when it's clean. I was not myself last night. I ran a light without my registration, where the cops were bound to see. And you know me, already on probation. I wound up on parole. I tore my duck and roll. Supposed to be what our life is.
Bob?
Roger.
Huh?
LA departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard radio clearance, over.
That's Clarence, over.
Over.
Roger.
Huh?
Roger, over.
What?
Hey!
Who?
Help, I said. Oh, you're gonna need my help, I said. You know I won't have to worry. I have everything, little good, coming my way. Well, you wake up in the morning with your face all full of frowns. I ask you what's wrong with you, and you say I'm slowly putting you down, but oh, you're gonna need my help, I say. I won't have to worry. I have everything, little girl, coming my way. Yes, I'm so. Tonight, you won't cook me no food, and you still say you treat me right. But oh, you're gonna need my help, I say. Everything, little girl, coming my way.
You're a poet and didn't know it. Oh!
But they got me. There's so many good ones still around. What you gonna do? What you gonna feel?
I don't know.
What you gonna feel? What you gonna do?
Well, don't tell me.
What you wanna say? What you wanna do?
I guess there's just one thing to.
What you wanna say? What you wanna say?
Thank you. closer, baby, I can't hear you. Just another whisper, if you please. Don't worry about the details, darling. You got the kind of mind I love to read. Talk's cheap, baby, time's expensive. So why waste another minute more? Life's too short to be so apprehensive. Love's as much a symptom, darling, as the cure. Oh, baby, when I feel this, I feel it. It's like a genuine voodoo hits me. It's been too long since somebody whispered.
I'm stupid and I'm lazy, man, if they only blade, ready to die.
I was born ready, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. I like that.
I can't leave here tomorrow, Mr. Walker. I ain't going no goddamn way anyway till I get my motherfucking money. Come on, man, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have that motherfucking boat. Oh, yeah, right. I'm seeing who my friends are, motherfucker, right? Hello? Hello? Motherfucker hung up on me. You believe that shit? Ingrate nigga. See, you bring a motherfucker up. Next thing you know, they breaking you off some goddamn disrespect. Motherfucker. Shit. Damn, girl, how you live like this?
Like what?
Like this. This some repugnant shit.
Bail bonds.
Yeah, Max there?
He ain't here right now, man.
Well, where he at? Out of town?
He's around, man.
Well, give me his home number.
No, I give you his beeper number.
All right, break off the beeper number, nigga.
That's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three, Mace Dub and me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, racing three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk. Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap shows you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase and Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Dosey Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all, and y'all can bet that the action's not a trick, but show me the function. Everybody wants to be a DJ. Everybody wants to be an MC. But being speakers are the best, and you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's a magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the course that we dine. And three out of every darn time, the effect is when a daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up your casualty. Maybe you can subtract it. You can call it your lucky partner. Maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three? Mace, Posse, me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praises by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance and feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three. And say, children, what does it all mean?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
One, two, three.
I would lie to
you.
Cluckin' Chicken so chickalicious?
Everybody knows why. It's cause I'm flame broiled. Yowzy, yow, down. But that's not all. I'm cooked fresh. First, my head's cut off. Heads up. Then I'm plucked and gutted. My intestines are pulled out. Trust me, you don't want them.
Whee, look at me! I'm getting quartered and split!
Breast, wings, the whole nine yards!
Chumpity chump! Then the pieces of me get flame broiled. Hear that sizzle? That's me! 550 degrees! Good thing I'm dead, or yowee! Then I'm seasoned just right and ready to go! Hey, I'm good! Finally, I'm served to you, so you can chew me, swallow me, and convert me into waste matter!
Gaga got going!
Hey, kids, how's the me?
You taste great, Clocky!
Holy fanoli! The oxygen's leaving my brain!
Any last words, Clocky?
You betcha! If you wanna place with the greatest chicken, take it from my head, it's easy picking, cause
something's always cooking at the Clucking Chicken.
Me and Dad never tasted so god-nobbity good!
Jesus, I'm tired. So fucking tired. You know how tired I am? If some girl came up to me, begged me to fuck her, I couldn't do it.
Dad?
That's how tired I am.
Watch the language, huh?
He's listening to music. Olive, I'll give you $1 million if you turn around. See?
All right, but the rest of us.
Oh, the rest of you. Can I give you some advice? Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. I don't want you making the same mistakes I made when I was young.
Can we hear this?
Dwayne, that's your name, right? Dwayne, this is the voice of experience talking. Are you listening? Fuck a lot of women, Dwayne.
Hey.
Not just one woman.
Dad.
A lot of women.
That's enough, right?
Are you getting any?
Dad.
You can tell me, Dwayne. Are you getting any?
Come on, please.
No? Jesus. You're what, 15? My God, man.
Dad.
You should be getting that young
Dad.
Stuff. That young stuff
hey.
Is the best stuff in the whole world.
Hey, Dad, that's enough. Stop
Will
it.
Will you kindly not interrupt me, Richard? See, right now, you're jailbait, they're jailbait. It's perfect. I mean, you hit 18. Man, you're talking about 3 to 5.
Hey, I will pull this truck over right now.
So pull the truck over. You're not going to shut me up. Fuck you. I can say what I want. I still got Nazi bullets in my ass.
Oh, the Nazi bullets.
You're as bad as those fuckers at Sunset Manor.
What happened at Sunset Manor?
Frank, don't encourage him.
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. I paid my money. They took my money. I should be able to do what the fuck I want.
He started snorting heroin.
You started snorting heroin?
I'm old.
Well, that stuff will kill you.
What, am I an idiot? And don't you start taking that shit. When you're young, you're crazy to do that stuff.
What about you?
What about me? I'm old. When you get old, you're crazy not to do it.
We've tried, believe me. The intervention was a fiasco. It was worse than a 2-year-old.
Can we please talk about something else?
I take it you didn't like it at Sunset Manor.
Frank.
Are you kidding me? It was a fucking paradise. They got a pool. They got golf. Now I'm stuck with Mr. Happy here, sleeping on a fucking sofa. Look, I know you're a homo and all, but maybe you can appreciate this. You go to one of those places, there's 4 women for every guy. Can you imagine what that's like?
You must have been very busy.
Oh, I had second-degree burns on my Johnson. I kid you not.
Really?
Forget about it.
What are you guys talking about?
Politics.
Oh.
Fuck a lot of women, kid. I have no reason to lie to you. Not one woman. A lot of women. You heard what I said? Did it go in anywhere?
Yeah, I think we get the point, Dad.
Don't show me the pad. I don't want to see the fucking pad.
Mom.
He was driving home one evening in his beat-up Pontiac when an old lady flagged him down. Her Mercedes had a flat. He could see that she was frightened standing out there in the snow, till he said, "I'm here to help you, ma'am. By the way, my name's Joe." She said, "I'm from St. Louis, and I'm only passing through. I must have seen 100 cars go by. This is awful nice of you." When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, "How much do I owe you?" Here's what he had to say. "You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. And someone once helped me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you." Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet, and how she must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. No, she didn't know her story, and she probably never will. When the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door, and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress' eyes when she read what she wrote. You don't owe me a thing, I've been there too. Someone once helped me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. That night when she got home from work, the waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what the lady's note had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered soft and low, "Everything's gonna be alright. I love you, Joe."
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. the way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Don't take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
I've had enough of smiling. share of kills. I'm finished with the fashions and acting like I'm tough. I'm bored with hate.